Let's begin. Let's start with Afsadi Hilmed Aleph, the top. Ma bein Pesach Harush and L'Sheni. What's the chilek between Pesach Harush and Pesach Sheni? We know that a person's tamei u'der chayga, he brings the Pesach Sheni. So what are the differences in halacha is between the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni? So here comes the Gemara Mishnah Harishon also b'chum bal yir bal imotze. First difference is Pesach Rishon inadi is a prohibition bal yir bal imotze. And when you're in the current Pesach, you're not allowed to have in your possession. Maybe not be seen and not be found in your possession. Chometz, the Asheni, Chometz umatzah imoy bebeis bais. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, you could have in your home Cheerios, no problem. The Shas mice, when you bring the Karpesach, you're allowed to have in your possession Chometz. There's no prohibition. Number two, Harishon ton halal ba'achilah. So when you bring the Pesach Rishon, we mechuyev to say halal b'shas achila, like we say halal the seder.
Halal b'shas akrova.
Oh, we'll get into that in a moment. But it says here, yes, but Pesach Rishon too. There's halal b'shas achila and b'shas akrova. But the ikur point that we want to make now, we want to differentiate between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Is Pesach Rishon is halal b'shas achila. Ton halal b'achila. So the Asheni in a ton halal b'achila. So but Pesach Sheni. There is no halal b'shas achila, but the ton halal b'asiyah. So b'shas hakrava, there must be halal both by Pesach Rishon by Pesach Sheni, but there's no requirement of halal.
But hakrava comes before.
Of course.
Before achila, so why
double halal? You say halal twice.
Halal first.
Because you hear the Mishnah coming to differentiate with the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. That's the Mishnah begins. Ma bein Pesach Rishon l'Sheni. So that's where the Mishnah makes that point to mention differences. Pesach Rishon, you do say hal b'shas achila. Pesach Sheni, you do not say hal b'shas achil. Fine. The zev is eton hal b'asiyas, but both require hal b'shas asiyas. B'shas asiyas, you require hal. Okay, next. Nechalim sleep. Okay, v'ne'echolim, the last line of the mission, v'ne'echolim tzli, al-tzli, al-matzim v'roidim, v'doichin es ha-shabbos. Here we have other things which are the same. Pesach Sheni also must be eaten tzli, that the animal must be roasted. And number next thing is al-matzah u'merorim. You have to eat the Pesach Sheni together with matzah korech. Zeich l'migdash kehilo, kach hoya ahoya. We only say matzo morer, but Pesach is going to make a sandwich korech only with matzo morer. But Hillel put all three together. Al matzois umerorim yochluhu. So nechalm hatzli al matzo umerorim tilos matzo morer. V'doichen is a Shabbos, and it's also the shchitas of Pesach is doiche. Pesach Sheni is Doiche Shabbos. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically says there are two major differences, and there are three similarities. To review, what are the two major differences? You don't have a requirement of Bal Yerohe, Bal Yemotze, B'shas, Teshchitas, Pesach. The only time you're not allowed to have in your possession Chometz U'Matzo is only Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, you're allowed to have in your home chometz b'shas the hakrov and b'shas the achila. The second difference, halal. Pesach Rishon requires halal b'shas achila. Pesach Sheni does not require halal b'shas achila. But with regard to tzli, with regard to make a sandwich, to eat matzah, and to eat moror, and to eat and big doich Shabbos, and saying halal b'shas hakrova, that Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni are exactly the same. Okay, now Tanabon, here we go. Tanabon, bring the Gemara. Kichol chukas haPesach yasu also. It says in the pasuk that you shall this pasuk is about Pesach Sheni, and it says that you shall do a Pesach Sheni according to all of the laws of the Pesach yasu also it. So the Gemara makes a drasha. The mitzvah shabegufoy hakosav medab. When the pasuk here says that the Pesach Sheni shall be identical to the Pesach Rishon, that's only in reference to a mitzvah shabegufoy, meaning it's shaykh to the piece of meat. The piece of meat, the way and the laws of the piece of meat have to be identical. But anything that is the environment or something which is secondary. It's not the guf. It's something which is secondary. It's, let's say, the person himself, that there is no similarity. More explain. Let's introduce the points now. Bal yeirah, bal yimotzei. The fact that you're not allowed to own, have in your possession, chametz, b'shas, the hakrov, and b'shas achila, that's not a mitzvah shebegufay. That's not the eating of the meat. When you eat a piece of meat, what's the difference? If you have in your, if you own a warehouse full of chametz, that's not in the guf of the piece of meat that you're eating. That's not part of the drasha. So one more time, also the mitzvah shebegufay hakosov medaber. So the Gemara says mitzvah shal gufay. How do you know this? How do you know? You made a statement. And how do you know that statement is correct? What's the source? Minayin. Mitzvah shal gufa minayin. How do you know that? Talmud Lomar. Al matzois umirarim yochluhu. It says, you shall eat it. Yochluhu. It. The piece of meat. The piece of meat that you are eating. This pasuk is also said by Pesach Sheni. The piece of meat that you're eating, you shall eat it. Yochluhu. Together with matzah and moror. Now, Yochel, I would think afilu mitzvah is shloy al gufay. Maybe when the pasuk said yochluhu, maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe it's not coming to limit it only to this particular halacha. Maybe the Torah wants it to be 100% similar to the laws of Pesach Rishon, and you're not allowed to own, have in your possession, chametz. No. So here comes the ikar drasha. Tam leimar the etzem lo yishmiru bo. No, so here it says lo yishbu. That the pasuk you're quoting from is from the Pesach Rishon with the saf. Here the pasuk Gemara is quoting from is from Pesach Sheni, where it says the word yishbu. Okay, look in the Gemara. Bamidbar test. That's lo yishbu bo. Mash maso. The Gemara is making a drasha. Don't break a bone bow. Now this, why did it have to go say this pasuk of? Of a shuras etzem, ma shuras etzem miyuchad mitzvah shebegufay. This halach is superfluous, because once the pasuk said gichol chukas haPesach, once the pasuk will say at the end of the parsha gichol chukas haPesach yaasu also, so it automatically tells us all of the laws of Pesach Sheni are identical to the laws of Pesach Rishon. There's no need for the pasuk to go specify to single out the law of shviras etzem. It's superfluous. Why then did the Torah go through the effort to single out the laws of breaking a bone? It must be to give us an example. When I tell you in the future that I want to make Pesach Sheni identical to Pesach Rishon, it's only going to be identical in things which are similar to Shviras Etzem. What is the unique characteristic of Shviras Etzem? It's part of the meat. It's part of the actual animal itself. Only with regard to the actual Zevach itself do I want to make Pesach Sheni identical to Pesach Rishon. But when it comes to other laws, other matters which are not part of the actual Zevach itself, that is not going to be the same. So v'etzem lo yishmu bo, mashu v'asu etzem yuchud mitzvah shebegufay, avkol mitzvah shebegufay. Okay, that's according to the Tanakhama. Isi ben Yehud Oimer, he says no, yasu oso, b'mitzvah shebegufay kosem daber, he holds you do not need the extra drasha of the etzem lo sishbiru bo. Just from the first drasha of kichol chukas haPesach yasu oso, the word oso itself is enough. It. The word oso means it, the animal itself. That is where the pasuk is coming to tell you that Pesach Sheni shall be identical to Pesach Rishon. So it's not necessary to come on to the extra drasha, the etzem lo sish berubo, isi ben Yehud oimer liyasu oso b'mitzvah shebegufay kosem daber. So what do we have at this point? We have at this point is everyone agrees to the concept. Everyone agrees to the halacha. We have a halacha of Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni has things that are similar to Pesach Rishon and things that are different. The only things that are going to be exactly the same is what the Gemara calls a mitzvah shebegufay, things that relate to the zevach itself. Things, mitzvahs that do not relate to the zevach itself but are external to the zevach itself. For example, the really two examples we want to focus on is the prohibition to have in your possession chametz. That's not internal, that's not the zevach, that's external, that is not required. We have a machloikis between the Tanakhama and Issi ben Yehuda as to the makor, the source for this halacha. Issi ben Yehuda, I'm doing the second one first, says, Kechol chukas ha-pesach ya'asu oso. The word oso is a niyut. Only it, the animal itself, that's what must be identical to Pesach Rishon. If it's not oso, there's no requirement of Kechol chukas ha-pesach. The Tanakhama says, no, the drasha also is not enough. It's not a good drasha. And we'll see in a few moments why it's not a good drasha. We have to come on to a different drasha. The other drasha is Shviras Soetzem. In the parasha Pesach Sheni, it repeats the law that don't break a bone. Why did it need to repeat that halacha? It must be to single out that halacha. Only with regard to laws that relate to the Zevach itself or Shukla breaking the bones, there's a requirement for Pesach Sheni. But things that do not relate to the Zevach itself, there's no requirement to compare it to Pesach Rishon. Okay, now the Gemara is going to elaborate much, much more and bring out the point of disagreement between Tanakam and Nisra and Yehuda as to the Mukar and Stam, the exact halachas. Here we go. Amamar. We mentioned in passing, Yochel, Af Mitzvah, Shaloi Al Gufo, I would think. The Gemara starts over telling us, Oso. And then the Gemara says, maybe I would think that we should be marbe even things that are not the same. For example, not that's not part of the Zevach. For example, Ba'yivel, Ba'yivel, Ba'yimotze. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Chomarta, B'mitzvah, Shebe Gufa, Kostim Adabe. The Gemara just goes to the syntax. When the Braisa started off, the Braisa contradicts itself. The Braisa starts off, it says it's a matter of fact, it only applies to mitzvah shebegufa. And then the Gemara doubts itself. Maybe it applies to a rafilu mitzvah she'en begufa. But didn't you just say in the beginning that it applies only to mitzvah shebegufa? Why did the Gemara doubt itself? So the Gemara explains, this is what it means. Hashta di amarta al matzos umrum yochluhu. Now that we have another pasuk of al matzos umrum yochluhu alma yasu also lav dafkuhu, so here we see that the pasuk of yasu also is lav dafka. Now why is because matzos umirorim is not mitzvah shemagufa. Right, let's take a step back. So let's go one step at a time. The Gemara starts off with the word Kichol Chukas HaPesach Ya'asu Oso. Everyone has to agree the words Oso seemingly refer specifically to the Zevach. That the only thing that has to be identical to Pesach Rishon are things that are Oso in the animal itself. The problem is, one line later in the Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk that in addition, it says that al matzos umirorim yochlu, that you shall eat the Korban Pesach together with matzah and morar. Now let me ask you, is matzah morar a mitzvah shebegufoy, or is matzah morar an external mitzvah? It's an external mitzvah, because matzah morar is not part of the meat, it's not part of the way you offer the zevach. The zevach is the animal. The way the animal is slaughtered, the way it's roasted, the way the laws that apply to the zevach, that's the animal. But taking the animal and eating it together with matzah morar, korach, to make a sandwich, that's not part of the zevach itself. That's something that's external.
Like chometz. Chometz is
really... But chometz even further, right? Chometz even another matter. That's right. That's a very good point. But right now, at this point, the Gemara just wants to make two categories. He's saying something very, very good, excellent. But the Gemara now just wants to put everything into two categories. Either it's the zevach itself, or it's external. If you only have two categories, and I present you with the mitzvah of eating matzah and morar together with the zevach, matzah and morar would be in the external category, because matzah and morar is not part of the physical animal. It's something that you bring together. So you put it in a sandwich and you eat together, but it's not the physical animal. And yet the pasuk says al matzos umirorim yochlu. So what do we learn from this pasuk? That's lav dafka. When it says the pasuk of kichol chukas ha-pesach ya'asu oso is lav dafka the zevach itself, because the pasuk goes on to say that you should eat matzah. So morar. So we see that it's, so therefore we're including things that are external. Oh, if we're including things that are external, maybe we should also include the prohibition of having in your possession chametz, bal yeirah, bal yimotzei. So let's see those words one more time. Let's go from the second one. Olar, yoch lav mitzvah shal al gufa. Chamar to mitzvah shal gufa, yoch kosum daber hachamar. Ha, shal yamar tal matzum ram yoch luhu. Once we've introduced the fact that the pasuk also requires matzum moror, Alma Yasu so when it says Yasu so lav dafka hu so ema lav dafka hu ema havle therefore havle kipradu chlal v'nase klal moisif ala prat v'afilu kol milenami. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. In other words, why don't we say? Let's see how Rashi explains this word. Rashi says, "Let's look Rashi Dibur Hamasal ve'Eimon v'Havle Pradu Chlal the Pratik Sibereisha ve'Eimon Nase Chlal." Meaning from the Rashi on the left side, right along the side of this Dura's Gemara. The Eima Nase Klal Moisif Ala Prat. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nedreshes that we say every single day in davening before Mashiach. We say so. The Yisrabi Komili Afilu Hashvosa Sar Shein Al Gufay. Because the past, the end of the parsha reads Kichol Chuka Sa Pesach Yaasu Oso. That is a klal. That's a general instruction. You shall treat the Pesach Sheni according to all of the laws of the Pesach Rishon. Before it said the words Kechol Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso, there was a pratim. What was the pratim? There was a prat of the Etzem Lo Sish Berubo. Don't break bones. Al Matzos Umerom Yochlu. Eat it with Matzu Mora. So you have a prat, and after the prat comes a klal. So it's a klal Moitzif Ala Prat. And the law is, when you have a klal that comes after the prat, it's Moitzif Kol Mile. Everything. That's what I would think that we should do. Kamana. Here is the key point of this very critical, this part of the Gemara. Kamashal, we don't say that. What do we don't say that? The etzem lo yishmeru the loy tidrosh klal moisev ala pralei bui kol milei v'afilu hashvas asar the imkain kol honei prati lomali. The is because when you have this rule of prat followed by klal, it's only when you have one prat. If you have one prat, and that one prat is followed by a klal, then we have the rule, prat uchlal, klal moisif ala prat, moisif kol mili, moisif many things. But when you have prat, 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 klal, multiple pratim, followed by a klal, we don't say the rule, klal is moisif kol mili. Therefore, in this case, we have multiple pratim. What are the multiple pratim? We have etzem lo yishmeru bo, don't break bones, and we have also al matzos umerorim yochluhu. So since in this example we have multiple pratim, many pratim, followed by a klal, at least two, we'll see Rashi exactly, then followed by a klal, this is not a candidate for the klal for the rule of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nedreshes of prat followed by a klal. Right, exactly. Let's see Rashi. Well, let's see Rashi. It's very important. Rashi Kamashmalan. It's a lot of Yisoides. Kamashmalan. When it says, since it says the etzem lo yishmeru, it says don't break a bone. Don't take the word the etzem lo yishmeru. Do not use that as the prat for the. The rule called Pradu Klal, the Loi Tidroish Klal Moisif Ala Prad, the Ribuy Kol Mile, which would in our example come to teach the law that you're not allowed to have Chometz in your home on Pesach Sheni, Afilu Hashvas Asar, the Imkain, because if that's really what the Torah had in mind, Kol Hane Prote Lomoli. Why then are there other Pratim, namely the Prat of Al Matzois Umerorim Yochlu? Ella, the answer is the Hachi Katzvinu Lekulu Lemidrash Toisefta Deklola Akol Chad V'Chat. The end. You know why it said it? And this is going to be the whole rest of the Amud. The reason why the Torah said multiple Pratim is because he wanted to be Moisif one more thing to each prat. Now, don't worry about what this means, because the Gemara is going to explain this in great detail. We want to be moisif. We're going to take each prat in the pasuk, and we want to apply it. We want to take the klal and apply the klal to each single prat to add one more halacha that's similar to each prat. Umarbe dumyo de prate visulo. The kula prate have the gufay ud al gufay, and all of the pratim are the guf, meaning the zevach itself, ud al gufay, and things that relate specifically to the zevach. The hainu de kamar tana de prate the etzem lo yishbru memayet mitzvos shaloy al gufay kigon lo sishchar al chametz. That's really going to the explanation of the Gemara. But the basic yisoy that the Gemara is telling us, according to the Tana Kama, is we have now explained the entire shakla v'tari of the Braisa. We start off with a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kichol chukas haPesach ya'asu oso." The word "oso" at first is very innocent. It seems to be saying that we're only going to compare Pesach Sheni to Pesach Rishon with regard to the zevach itself. We get misled because then the Braisa goes on to say there's something called matzah and moror, and matzah and moror is not the zevach itself. Matzah and moror is something external. So we get excited. Once it's external, and maybe when it says Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso, it's not there to tell us Oso. It's going to work with the rule of Prat Uchlal. And when you have the rule of Prat Uchlal, the Klal is Moisif Ala Prat Kol Mili. Afilu, even maybe everything, even things that are completely external.
So Matzu Moro will be the
Well, Matzu Moro, no. Matzu Moro is a Prat. Matzu Moro is a Prat. But the point is that let's take it to that. We start off with a pasuk called Chukas HaPesach Yasu Oso. The word "oso" at the first glance, a very specific word. The word "oso" means it, just the zevach. It has to Pesach Sheni is equal to Pesach Rishon only with regard to the zevach itself. But the problem is that's not true. Why is that not true? Because the pasuk also says that you have to eat the zevach together with matzu morah. Right?
Right.
Oh, so now we know.
That doesn't apply by Pesach Sheni.
No, it does apply by Pesach Sheni. The Pasuk says that by Pesach Sheni you eat Matzu Moror. Now, is Matzu Moror specific to the Zevach? No. So right away we have refuted the word also is not specific to the Zevach. The fact that the Pasuk by Pesach Sheni also requires that there be Matzu Moror indicates that the Pesach Sheni has laws that are external, not things that are specific to the Zevach. So now the Gemara gets all excited. So the word also is not specific. So why not make now what's called a Prat Uchlal, where the Klal is Moisif ala Prat. We have Prat followed by a Klal. Klal is Moisif ala Prat. Marbe Kol Mile. What will be Kol Mile? Everything. What will be everything? Even the prohibition to have in your possession Sor and Chometz.
So why is it so long? I mean, just say like Pesach Rishon, that's it.
No, because it's not like Pesach Rishon. When the day is over, the Gemara wants to come out Lamaskana that Pesach Sheni is not like Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni, we're going in circles.
Right.
So why don't we do this? Why don't we say now at this point in time that we have what's called a Prat followed by a Klal. A Prat followed by a Klal, we have a drasha with Moisif Kol Mile. Now what would that tell us? That would teach us that Pesach Sheni, you are required to not have in your possession Chometz. Bal Yeira, Bal Yimotze is in effect for Pesach Sheni.
Doesn't it affect Pesach Sheni?
No, that's the Gemara's suggestion. That's the Gemara's maskana. The Gemara's maskana will be. The Gemara's maskana, when everything is said and done, when all the dust settles, the end will be Pesach Sheni, there is no prohibition of Bali or Bali Matzah.
Right.
That's going to be the end of the day. But the Gemara
by
is
Pesach Sheni.
By Pesach Sheni.
Not by Pesach.
Of course, Pesach Rishon is Bali or Bali Matzah.
Right.
When the Gemara is over, the end will be that there's no din Bali or Bali Matzah by Pesach Sheni. But the Gemara at this point in the Hamid wants to suggest that why not let it come out that Pesach Sheni also has the Isra Bali or Bali Matzah. Why does it have Bali or Bali Matzah? Why would I think like that? Because one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatar Nidreshes is called Prat Uchlal. You have a Prat followed by a Klal. And when you have a Prat followed by a Klal, the rule is the Klal is Moisif Kol Dovah. Now what's the Prat? The Prat here is Al Matzois Umerorim Yochluhu. Eat the Pesach with Matzon Moror. That's a Prat. And then it says a klal, kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oisoy. That's a klal. So it's klal, it's prat, klal. Klal moisif ala prat. L'rabo is chol mili afilu bal yeiro bal yimotzei. Why do we say no? Kamashmon, do not do that. The answer is the only time you do that is when you have one prat and one klal. But when you have two pratim, prat and klal, you don't say the klal is moisif ala prat. We are the two pratim here. Number one, it's al matzoi smurim yochlu. Number two, the etzem lo yishberu bo. Two pratim. Then comes the klal. Kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. Oh, therefore you can't do it. You can't say prat uklal. You only kedarshan what the pasuk says. Matzu moro, and it says also et sen lo yishbubo. And then there's a kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso. We're going to learn tzli. We're going to learn. The Gemara is going to review this halach in a moment and tell us it's going to be marbe tzli. It's going to be marbe to say Hallel when you do Shechita. We'll come to that in a few moments, but nothing else. Okay, that's according to the Tanakhama. Now we go to Issi. Issi ben Yehuda says, Hi, Issi ben Yehuda Omer, it's like right in the middle of the Amud, Hi Etzem Mai Ovelay. Now Issi ben Yehuda, now we learned in the previous price, so now the Gemara is going to review his sheet in a few moments. But Issi ben Yehuda disagrees. He says, I don't need to come on to this answer that you've given me that it's prat uklal. The way that I know that you only mechuyev to do by Pesach Sheni mitzvah shebegufoy is because of the word oso. It's his opinion. Kichol chukas ha-pesach ya'asu oso. Oso is a niyut, only it. So if according to Issi ben Yehuda, what does he do? Issi ben Yehuda hayetzem my avilei. So since he holds the word oso is strong enough in his opinion to tell us mitzvah shebegufay, what then does he need the extra pasuk of the etzem lo yishberu bo? Because according to Issi ben Yehuda, if we would not have the pasuk the etzem lo yishberu bo by Pesach Sheni, we would automatically know you're not allowed to break a bone in the Karban Pesach. Because breaking a bone in the Karban Pesach is a mitzvah shebegufay. And if according to Issi ben Yehuda, the word oso, kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu oso, is strong enough to teach us a mitzvah shebegufay, we don't need the pasuk etzem lo yishberu bo, because that's anyway a mitzvah shebegufay. So Issi ben Yehuda, the Gemara says, we need it to teach you there are two different types of bones. It's coming to be marbed that you're not even allowed to break a bone. It's an extra pasuk, it's a general pasuk, that you're not allowed to even break a bone that has marrow. Even a bone, you might think that the prohibition to break a bone is only a bone that has no marrow. Because since there's no marrow, there's no need to break the bone, therefore don't break the bone. But a bone that has marrow, so maybe that's derech achila, because you have to eat all of the basar, and the only way you can get to the marrow is by breaking the bone. Maybe there's no prohibition. So Issi ben Yehuda says no. There's an extra pasuk, the etzem lo yishbu bo. It says one by Pesach Rishon, and one by Pesach Sheni, to teach us that even to break a bone to get to the marrow, even that is aser. Rabbanon, fine. That's according to Rabbanon. Ha yas also my overlay. Now the Gemara goes back. What about according to the Rabbanon? According to the Rabbanon, they hold the reason why it says the etzem lo yishmeru bo is to make it into a prat klal. They need the etzem lo yishmeru bo for a prat, because you would not automatically know if the word or so. So according to the Rabbanon, why did the Torah say kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu also? Let the pasuk say kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu. The word also is extra. According to the Rabbanon, the word also is not telling many anything. Because according to the Rabbanon, the way that we know that you have to do mitzvah begufa is because the prat of the pasuk says, it says al matzim urom, and it says etzem lo yishmeru. So we don't need the word and anything else that we're going to darshan. The Gemara is going to come in a few moments and explain to us the details. But the word also l'chayr according to the Rabbanon is superfluous. It's not doing anything. Rabbanon high oisai my avulei. The Gemara answers me boyle shein shechten as a pesach ala yochid. Tell you tremendous chiddush that you don't shech a karm pesach on a yochid. In other words, pesach sheni.
One person.
I'm right. One person. The kama the evshal hadurim marin. It's a ribui. It's a ribui oiso yasu loshen rabim. Yasu is Blushin Rabim. Also is the Pesach Sheni. It's a ribui to make a drasha that when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, you should do it b'chabura. There should be at least two people eating the Pesach Sheni. Line afgamina, tremendous chiddush. Let's say it's Pesach Rishon, and we know there's only one person, the whole Klal Yisrael, that's tamei with derech uchayga. Take attendance, if it's shaykh such a thing. And take attendance, and there's only one person that's tamei of derech uchayga, and he's going to be the only one that's going to be bringing the Pesach Sheni in 30 days from now. So from here we learn a special chiddush that you are deliberately mitamei someone else, Erev Pesach, a volunteer, Yimetame him on Pesach Rishon, Erev Pesach, in order that the other person have a shutif to do it, Bechabur, just like you do the Pesach Rishon.
That's the time, just.
Pesach Rishon. So we're going to be metame. We're going to be metame a person er Pesach Rishon in order that the other person should have someone to be his partner to bring the Pesach Sheni. That's what we dash the word also. The kamba diev shall do it. That's what the shita. That is what the Gemara dash is according to Issi. What he needs would also according to Issi Yehuda. Yes.
Is there any case in the Torah at all where we go to be metame someone?
That's what it says. That's what it says. Look at the Rashi. Rashi Dibur Hamaskel Shein Shechtem. It's three lines before. Shein Shechtem. Shein Shechtem. It's three lines. Pesach Sheni Al Hayochid Shenit Chaloi Lahachi Kasev Yasu Loshen Rabim The Kama Dev Shaladui Acher Tamei Chaver Lihim Noisa Imoy Maharinon Kigoin. For example, Letanei Echad B'Sheretz Erev Pesach. We'll deliberately be metame person with the sheretz. The aid the chsiv yasu chsiv oisoi. V'yavgav the chsiv reisha yasu oisoi iloi. If not, chsiv zimna achlita have amina orche de krohu. If the Torah didn't say this, I would not know this. That's why it says those slip. According to the sheet, that's the point. The point is according to the sheet of the rabbanon. That is why it had to say this extra pasuk yasu oisoi to teach us the halacha that pesach sheni shall be offered b'chabura more than one person. At Kedekach, we'll be deliberately with Tommy a person or a Pesach in order that the other person will have a partner Pesach Sheni. Okay.
He's a Derek
Rechoka,
you said?
No, yeah, let's say one person is Derek Rechoka. Yeah, let's say one person is, we know he didn't arrive. He called him, I'm far away. He's the only one that's far away. So he's going to need to bring a Pesach Sheni. He needs a partner. We'll go be with Tommy someone else now who's local in order that he will be a partner with him, that we'll be a partner with him Pesach Sheni. Okay, so
not sending somebody far away.
You can if he's already here. You can't. It's not too late to send him far away. But with Matame, you can be Matame. Okay, so what do we?
It could be someone that's going to be far away after Pesach.
Oh, so if we know in Echanami, if we know, we know.
So
let's
so
go.
You might make that Tommy.
Okay, for no reason. That's true. That's a possibility, right? But if we don't know, we have to do no matter what, just in case we don't know. Okay, and it's a far fetched case. I mean, obviously, there's, but it's a theoretical halacha. Okay, if everything is then accounted for. So what do we have here? We've gone to Gemara. We have basically the bottom line is one thing that we know for sure. Pesach Sheni, you only chayiv mitzvah shebegufay. You're not chayiv Pesach Sheni mitzvah that's external. What is the classic example of mitzvah that's external? Bal yeroeh and bal yemotzei. That according to everyone, there is no requirement of Pesach Sheni. Next question: how do you know that? What's the makar? What's the makor for that halacha? So we have a machlekes between the Rabbanan and Issi ben Yehuda. According to Issi ben Yehuda, it's very easy. It says kechol chukas haPesach yasu oso. Oso is the niyat. It, the zevach itself, not something that is external. According to the Rabbanan, they don't need the word oso. They know because it's they know because it's a prat pradu klal. That's how they know it. They know it because basically they know it from the example of the etzem lo yishbiru bo. Just like breaking a bone. It's basically a klal. Just like it's a binyanav. Just like breaking a bone is a mitzvah shebegufoy, so too only things that are mitzvah shebegufoy apply to Pesach Sheni. Oh, don't ask me a kasha. Maybe we should say it's a prat followed by a klal. A klal moisav ala prat. No, because that would be the case. It's showing me one prat and one klal. In this case, we have prat, prat, uklal. Okay, two different makaras. What's the next step of the Gemara? The next step is, what does each one do with the other one's makar? What does the Rabbanan do with the word oso? The answer is, the teacher that Pesach Sheni, Yishav Chabura. Yishav at least two people for Pesach Sheni. What does Issi ben Yehuda do with the words V'etzem lo yishveru bo? The teacher, there's a prohibition to break a bone, even a bone sheyesh boy moyach. Good? Okay, next Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to review this halach in much more detail. Ton Rabbanan. It says in the pasuk, "Chol chukas haPesach yasu oso." Now we're going to review this in more detail. Yachla, we think, "Kishem sharishoyin also bebaldi rebaldi matze." Right. So we're going now according to the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan darshin prat prat uklal. Okay. Now this is a very unique drash. It's a very unique Gemara. The Gemara is going to darshin. You don't have these rules often. Prat, prat, klal. What we're going to do is, we're going to apply, let's take these two gemaras, right? We have two thin gemaras, and we have a thick gemara. I'll turn this upside down, right? So you have thin gemaras and a thick gemara. This is a prat, and this is a klal. So now being normal, if we just had one prat, and a klal, that's what we say in davening, that would be a klal, moisef ala prat. But we don't have that. Instead, we have prat klal. And that what that does for us is something very unique. We take the klal and we apply it to this particular prat, and we're going to be moisef one thing only, one similar halacha. We then take the klal and we apply it to the second prat, and we're moisef one specific thing. Let's take a step back. If I only had one prat and one klal, the klal would be moisif the whole farm.
We'll
the whole boardwalk.
Right.
But we don't have a prat and a klal. We have prat klal. That changes the dynamics.
Yeah.
How does it change the dynamics? We take the klal and we apply it against the prat. And what do we accomplish? We moisif one thing. What do we moisif? One thing that is very similar to the prat. Okay? We then take the klal again and we apply it against the second prat. What do we moisif? One very specific thing. What else do we do? We're matching up this klal against this prat and this klal against this prat, we're going to be mimayit. We're going to limit the klal. Now let's see what that means in more detail. Tanu Rabbanan, stay in the pasuk. Yichol chukas haPesach yasu oso. Yochla, I would think. If not for any other meat, I would make a mistake, and I would think. Yochla, I would think. Kishem shaharishon also baldi rabaldi motzei. Just like Pesach rishon, there's an iser baldi rabaldi motzei. Kach sheni Pesach sheni. There's also going to be also baldi rabaldi motzei. Talmud Loimar, stayed in the pasuk. Talmud Loimar, it says in the pasuk, Al matzois umirorim yochluhu. Okay, now that is a prat. That's prat number one. Now the ein liela. Now ma ein liela mitzasei. That's a mitzasei. So that's a mitzasei of al matzah. How do we know mitzas loisasei minayin? How do we know that it's going to be a loisasei? Because eating matzah moror eating matzah and maror is an asay. How do you know loy tzasei? Minayin tam loy mar lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker. There's another prat. Okay, another prat. Don't leave over your carbon pesach sheni until the morning. That's another prat. That's a loy tzasei. That's a loy tzasei. Low. Okay? That's another prat. Okay? That's prat number two. Now the only elements loy tzasei shnidig lias lias say and mitzas. How do you know mitzas loisas say gomor minayin tamulayma vietsim lo yishbrubo? Okay, I need another Gemara. Give me another Gemara. Okay, three pratim. Give me that Gemara, please. Okay, three pratim. Okay, let's look at the pratim. Look at the pratim. Look what we got here. Look what we got here. Okay, three thin Gemaras. One thick Gemara, upside down. First thin Gemara. What is this? This is a prat. What's the prat? What kind of prat? An assay. What's the assay? The assay is al matzois umarom yochlu. Next prat. Alois. This is a lois assay hanitik la assay. What is a lois de la assay? Don't do the lois assay. If you do the lois assay, you can be rectified. What's the rectification? You burn it. What's the lois assay? Don't leave over until the morning. Let's say you violate the lois assay. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do with it? Burn it. What's the third prat? A lois assay. No rectification. Don't do it. What's the lois assay? The etzen, a bone, lo yishmeru bo. Three different pratim. An assay, a lois assay, hanitically assay, and a lois assay. And then comes the klal. What's the klal? Kichol chukas ha-pesach yasu osa. Okay, let's see one more time. No. All we have is al matzim yochlu. Now, maha prat. Just like the prat, there are three pratim here. But the prat is mefurish mitzvah sasei. The lois asay shenitik lasay, which can be fixed by an asay, the lois asay gomor, af so too, when it comes to Karim Pesach, Pesach Sheni, kol mitzasay the lois asay, shel asay the lois asay gomor, gomor. Bechlole, the matzois umarum. Now, okay, that's what we know so far. Now the Gemara goes a step weiter. Okay, what's a step weiter? Bechlole de mitzvahs de matzvah maikom marbe. We have to now go, we have the three prophets.
Yes.
Now, we have the klal. We're going to apply the klal against each one, one at a time. So let's take the klal and let's now match it against the first prat of matzu moror, and let's expand the scope of matzu moror. So
why do we have to expand it?
I mean, because that's the drasha. Prat, klal. That's the way it goes. Prat, klal. Take the klal. We're going to take the prat, the klal against prat number one. We're going to expand. Bechlole de matzumor maikom arbe. Tzliyesh. Ah! There's another assay. What's the other assay? You mechuyev to eat Pesach roasted. Tzli. That's what the combo of the klal up against matzo merom yochlu is going to accomplish. There's going to be a mitzvah sasei Pesach sheni to eat the Pesach sheni tzli fighter. Right. Now here comes the next biprote ma memayle. Here's what we need for our Gemara. What are we coming to be memayate? Mamemayit hashvosa soor. There's another assay. What's the assay? Tashbisu. Right, Carmen? You with me? Tashbisu. Forget about them. Whatever will be. They're not going to listen to us anyway. Tashbisu. Here's the Gemara's kash. Beautiful Gemara. There's a mitzvah. Sasei tashbisu soor mi botechem. Tashbisu soor mi botechem. You shall destroy. It shall cease to exist. Yeast mi botechem. Tashbisu. What does tashbisu mean? Hashpisa means to destroy. To destroy yeast, chametz.
If you find it on Pesach, right?
No, before Pesach. Before Pesach, you have an obligation to do bedikah, to be battle, to destroy chametz. So now here's the Gemara's murder kasha. Look at the Gemara's kasha. Yavin asay. Yav, what's the asay? Al matzoi sumerorim yochluhu. So we're going to take this asay. Here's the beauty of the Gemara. There's a cloud. The klal is being matched against the prat, but the prat is also going to be matched against the klal, which means we're going to be marbe in asay, and we're going to be memayit in asay. What are the two candidates? What are the two mitzvahs asay that apply to Korban Pesach besides matzah maror? There's a mitzvah asay called sli,
and
there's another mitzvah asay called. Called Tashvisu. So, from the klal, we're going to be marbet sli, but because the prat is also being mashed, the klal is being mashed against, this is coming to add. When you go in this direction, you're adding. When you go in this direction, you're taking away. So we go in this direction, and this is the asay. This is lav hanitically asay. This is lois asay greda. We got to go through this process three times.
What does that second one mean?
A lois asay, which you can rectify with asay. Don't do it, but if you do it, the world does not come to an end.
If you steal, you
can fix it. Exactly. Or if you don't leave over until the morning, but if you leave over until the morning, you burn it. And then there's don't do it. And if you violate the lois asay, the world comes to an end. Doomsday. So when we take the klal and we apply it this direction against the prat, we moisef. We go up. We add. When we take we're going to add. But when we go this direction, we take the prat and we go against the klal, we're going to subtract. We might. Now, we have to have candidates. So what are the two candidates? This is an assay. Matzah maror. Okay, Torah says to do it. You can't deny it. Torah says to do it. Now, what are the other two candidates? So Pesach Sheni assay. Tashmisu. Destroy the mitzvah assay deraisa to destroy chametz in preparation for Pesach. And the mitzvah assay of tzli. So the Gemara says, when we go this direction, we'll be marbet tzli. When we go this direction, we're going to be mimayet tashmisu. In fact, the Gemara maybe fakert.
One second. So why are we supposed to add one? Why did we add two?
No, we're adding one and we're might, and we're saying and don't add.
No, but you said that the other asay is tashbisu.
And what is that?
Is there a second asay?
What is that? So that it's coming. Don't add that one. Don't add that one.
No.
It's not, you're right, it's not a matter of subtracting, saying don't eat. Pesach Rishon has Tashbisu. But don't get tired, don't get trigger happy. Don't add Tashbisu, right. Don't add. So Frek the Gemara.
From a drasha by Tashbisu.
So Frek the Gemara, maybe Pumfakert. Let's go in this direction, take the cloud, go against the say, to be Marbe Tashbisu. Pesach Sheni, before you begin Pesach Sheni, it's Eor, right? Gotta get all nervous. Bedikas Chametz. And now when you mark with the Pesach Sheni, how are you gonna eat it? However I like. I'm not gonna eat it tzli. There's no tzli. I'm not gonna eat it when it's roasted. Because I'm gonna eat my tzli. So, Frag the Gemara, who told you to go forward, to go this way, to be marbet sli, and to go this way, to deny tashbisu? Maybe it's the opposite. We should go forward to be marbet tashbisu, and go this way to deny entrance of the requirement of sli. Okay, let's see the words inside the Gemara. So the Gemara says, the matzim rov makom marbet tzli. Tzliyesh, the prati mamim mayet le hashbasa saar. Ebuchano, let's say the other way around. Ebuchano. So the Gemara answer is, it's logical. It's logical. Mitzvah the gufi odif. Beautiful Gemara. If you're going to be marba one than the night one, it's much more logical. Which one is a mitzvah the gufi? Tzli or chametz. Tzli, the way the meat is treated, gufay. Chametz in your home is external. So it's,
I have a question.
Yeah.
If you're adding only one,
yes,
then why do you have to say subtract? You're only adding one anyway.
What I meant to say was add this and don't add that. That's
no,
what it means to say.
If you're adding one, if you're adding sleep,
yes,
right, then why do you have to even say that you have
okay,
to
so, so
not
so,
add something?
There are different ways, okay, so there are different ways to explain, because the truth is, what it means to say is like this. The truth is, really, yes, a very good question. Really, we have a klal, right? And here we have a prat. The truth is, it's a klal that's moitzav on a prat. We're really eating everything. We're eating the entire farm. The entire barn is being thrown in. Because really, it's prat uchlal. And what's the rule?
If it's one and one, then you eat everything.
Everything. So that's what we're really doing. So why don't we do it? So why, Taka, don't we do everything? Because since now, in between, we have another two pratim, we're going to subtract. You see the lumbus? The truth is...
You're subtracting how many? Two?
We're subtracting one. We're subtracting everything but one. Well, in this example, there's only two things to add in our example. So the truth is...
Try it out.
The truth is, it's a prat uchlal, and it's a klal that's moisiv ala prat. So it's moisiv everything. But because in this instance we have another two pratim in the middle...
You're not moisiv.
It's not that we're going to subtract. The steps. Mm-hmm. The longest steps are...
This will work.
We eat everything, and then we subtract. We subtract back.
Why did you ask me 5 minutes ago?
Okay, let's continue. Let us continue. Now, let's go. Okay, next. Right. Now we go to step two. Bichlolei. The lo yashim in rad boiker. Right, now we go to the second prat. What's the second prat? Alav hanitik liasei. Okay, so show me the candidates. Present me all the other examples by Pesach that have alav hanitik liasei. Bichlolei the lo yashiru mimenu rad boiker. My kamarbolei lo yisoytsi mimenu. Don't take it outside of the bais. The law is, what's the law? The law is that you're only allowed to eat the carbon Pesach in one bais. You're not allowed to take the Pesach out into another house. Okay, you have to eat the chabura.
Or you're not allowed to jump from one house to another.
Exactly. So what happens if you go in the middle of eating your carbon Pesach and you take a piece of Pesach and you go to your next door neighbor? So what are you supposed to do? Go back, return. So it's a lav that can be rectified. If you take the piece of Pesach outside of your house and you go next door to your neighbor, what you're not supposed to do, you can fix it. Go back inside to your original home. That is what we're going to be marbe. We're going to take the klal and we're going to match it against the prat. This prat is don't do it, but if you don't do it, it's rectification. Don't leave over until the morning. If you leave over until the morning, we can solve the problem. The way we're going to rectify the problem is, what are we going to be marbe? Don't take the kazayis matzah or Pesach to your next door neighbor, and if you do, go back inside. The prate ma'akam emayle. What are we going to be memayet? We're going to be bal yeroch and bal yimotze. There's a loisa say you're not allowed to see in your possession chametz and chametz. What happens if you violate the loisa say? Pesach begins and you have in your possession chametz. You violate the loisa say.
And
Pesach Rishon, can you rectify it?
Destroy it. Yeah.
Destroy it. You destroy it. So I've given you now two candidates. This prat number two is alav hanitik liasei. Right? I'm giving you now two candidates. Two more examples of alav hanitik liasei. Number one, don't take it into your neighbor's house. Number two, don't have in your possession chametz on Pesach. Both of those, if you mess up, if you violate the law, you can rectify it by fixing. How do you fix if you take out of your house into your neighbor's house? Go back to your house. If you violate the law of not having Gevishn Chametz, what can you do? Destroy it. So one of them we're going to be Marbeh, because we're going to go in this direction, and one we're going to be Mamayit. Which one are we going to be Marbeh? The one that you should not Gzach Gufo, don't take the Karm Pesach into your neighbor's home. Which one are we going to deny the law of Baal Yira Baal Yimotze?
So that's okay.
Why?
You can have
chametz. No big deal. Exactly. Oh, you'll ask me the question. Let's swap. Right. It's much more logical because this is begufe. Kibiklole. So the Mara says bekibiklole beprote mama ma'ir lelei lo yira baal yimotze. Oh, the dumbly the hayin like the have a lavshin glass save hayin like the have a lavshin glass because the world doesn't say. Eipochano seifakert. The Gemara says mitzvah the gufa adif the zelba answer. Now one more, okay, last one, last prat. Etzem bechod yezim lo yishmuro makom arbulei al tochem enu no. The prote makom arbulei lo sishkad al chometz dam zivchi. What are the two loisaseis? No. Don't eat the carbon pesach. No. What is no? Partially roasted.
Raw.
That's no. No is not raw. It means poor. We learned the daf. No. Okay. Now, is there any way to make tikkun? If you eat the carbon pesach partially roasted, can you fix it? Can you fix? Can you solve the problem?
Yeah,
you
can.
No regurgitation. No regurgitation. It's too late. It's done deal. What else? When you do the shechita, b'shas the shechita, the special halacha, you're not allowed to have in your possession b'shas shechita chametz. Besides bal yira bal yimotze, at the moment when you shech the carbon pesach, you're not allowed to have in your possession chametz. If you shech the carbon pesach and you have in your possession chametz.
What's the difference between that and Bayer?
It's a different halacha. It's a different halacha. There's a halacha you're not allowed to have in your possession.
What's the difference in the etzem thing?
No, what do you mean etzem? When b'shas the ma'isa, when you do the ma'isa shechita on the Karban Pesach, in Chnamid, there's another prohibition. You're not allowed to have in your possession chametz at the moment when you do the ma'isa shechita.
Beforehand,
right.
And
right, all in one. Now let's say you already killed the animal. You did shechita and you had in your possession chametz. Can you go back in time and undo? No. I've given you two other examples. Our third prat is an absolute loisaseh. There's no tikkun. Now I've given you two more examples. Number one, al toichlu mimenu no. There's no tikkun. Once you eat it, it's in your stomach. It's too late. You're not allowed to shecht if you have in your possession chametz. There's no tikkun. One, we're going to be marbeh. We're going to go in this direction. One, we're going to deny because we're going to go in the other direction. Which one are we going to be marbeh? No. No, because that's gufoy. Which one are we going to be mamayit? The shechita, chomet, because that's external. So, makom marba al tochem enu no, b'proti makom mayit lo yitzishchoyt al chomet zamidri. Eibuchano, let's say the other way around. No, mitzvah the gufoy adif. It's much more logical because this is mitzvah the gufoy. Okay, so it's gevaldik. Mamish girl, so we've gone to hear the Gemara. Three pratim. Asay, lav, hanitikli asay, lois asay, the klal, kuchokhukas. We matched up the cloud with each one of the pratim to be marbe one halacha that's similar to the ma'id one halacha that's similar. And in each example, when you ask me the kasha, maybe we should swap.
No.
The ikur yisoid is mitzvah the gufe odifle. It's much more logical that the halacha that's in the guf of the zevach itself is the halacha that we want to be marbe, and the other one that's external we're going to be ma'id. Okay. All right. So very good. Tomorrow night, Amir Tashem, I enjoy very much you come. Come every night. Okay? You also. I enjoy you come. You come? Can you come more often?
Enjoy.